1 year ago, the job of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave changed in a huge way. President Trump, Governor Walker, other state officials announced Foxconn, the world high-tech giant, would build its first North American plant and campus in Racine County. So 1 year later is a great time to talk to the Racine County Executive about all the changes you've seen. Jonathan, thanks so much for talking
to
Wisconsin
I. Steve, I appreciate it.
How long in advance of the July 17 announcement had you know that Racine was a serious contender?
We looked at really February. It started to, hey, maybe this is just not pie in the sky. Maybe it could be a reality. Moved toward March. Hey, we're a serious contender. We have an opportunity. So February, March.
What did that mean to you and in terms of planning and scope and dimension? And how does a county exec respond when a world giant announced that they want how many acres in your county?
Yeah, over 1,200 acres.
Over 1,200,
sure. Yeah.
Near the interstate.
Yeah. How do you respond? You know, this is new to me, obviously. It's probably new to most counties in the nation to have such an opportunity. You just respond the best way you can. We really looked at what this could mean for Racine County, and we kind of gauged our strategy and our response based on that.
Has the scope of the project grown a lot from a year ago when it was initially announced?
It's a great question. Immensely. First, 500 acres, and that was like, whoa. And now, more than double that. So it's grown substantially. We're ready for that. The bigger the opportunity, the more that we relish. But yeah, it certainly has gotten larger.
Do most Racine County residents, are they in favor of it? And the reason I ask is Democratic candidates running for election on November 6th, I've interviewed dozens, and they're universally opposed to Foxconn, which I know Foxconn executives troubles them. But what about local residents in your county?
Yeah. We're in the silly season, the political season, and this has to be somewhat politicized. And I get that, but from a Racine County resident standpoint, look, we're hearing almost universally positive. And the example I can give to you is that we had one of our final votes on this project was last month, and nobody showed up in opposition. And that, to me, is when people want to talk about an issue or show up at a county board meeting, it's because they're against, usually not for. We did not have anybody. And then obviously when I'm out and about, whether it's public events or in the grocery store, you know, we're getting the thumbs up from most people.
Talk to me about how the project has grown. Well, another way to put it is, I really don't think that there is a understanding across Wisconsin about how extensive this development will be. Will there be a manufacturing plant plus how many other buildings? Just lay out for the residents of Wisconsin 5 years from now what the scope of the buildings and development could be.
Well, obviously the first word is transformative. And you're talking about potentially 20 million square feet of just the Foxconn development itself.
Is that in the main?
That's in Area 1, yep. That's, and it encompasses, it's just not 20 million of one building.
It's
multiple buildings.
Is that a manufacturing site?
Yes, that's a manufacturing site.
Okay,
correct.
So that's
20 million square feet worth of manufacturing sites primarily.
And yes. Is that Area 1?
That's Area 1, correct.
And then after that?
After that, we have Area 2 and Area 3, and we had the opportunity to go to Japan to present to 30 of Foxconn's largest suppliers. We think that went pretty well. We've been hearing, we need to be close to the Foxconn campus. How does this work? So, we're really excited about the opportunities, and I think that's why we wanted it in Racine County. Is to have that opportunity. I want as much economic development and, for that matter, residential growth in Racine County as we can. I want to be greedy about it. We worked hard to get it, and we want to, maximize the benefits.
There was some talk about a glass manufacturer, and I know There was some backlash in the Capitol about a glass manufacturer, wondering about that. Is a glass manufacturer still part of the long-range plan?
Well, what I can tell you is that obviously Foxconn needs glass for the many variety of products that they create. We don't know how that's going to work out yet in terms of, is it going to be shipped? Is it going to be a glass company here? I think that's some of the details that have yet to be solidified.
Next steps in the Foxconn. I know we just had a groundbreaking. The president was here.
Yep.
The governor was here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are Wisconsin residents, what are Southeast Wisconsin residents going to see in terms of the eventual build out?
Well, first, I'm glad you said Southeast Wisconsin, because as much as I want Racine County to maximize this, I also know that this, for it to be successful, needs to be a regional success as well. Milwaukee, Waukesha, Walworth, Kenosha. Next steps is obviously we're going to have a smaller building done by the end of the year, and then hopefully another 4 million square feet in 2019. And then over the next 4 or 5 years, that 20 million square foot, or 18 to 20 million square foot project. But next steps for us is we got to make sure we have a workforce that's ready, and not just for Foxconn, but for our existing businesses. You know, it's important, Steve, that our existing businesses are our priority. They've been here. They've been the backbone of our community, our county. So we want to make sure that they have a workforce, and then obviously Foxconn and all the other jobs that come with it, that we have a workforce.
But you and I see from the Illinois border all the way up to the Fox Valley now hiring signs.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you have big concerns that Foxconn will not be able to hire the number of employees that they are potentially talking about, the up to 13,000?
Yeah. So first and foremost, Foxconn is very smart. If that's one takeaway I can give to the audience, is they're very smart. They've researched the workforce. This is one of the reasons why they selected Southeast Wisconsin. They know that we have a great workforce and that they can tap into, number one. But number two is no doubt that we've got to align our resources to make sure that we can get everybody that wants to be in our workforce, that wants a job in Racine County, that we can do that. So that's kind of our biggest challenge right now, is to create that workforce, whether it's individuals who are making $18 and they want to make $25 an hour, whether they've been underemployed for a long time, or they've had barriers such as childcare or transportation, or they're a single female head of household. Yes. We got to make sure that they have the opportunity to be in the workforce.
Racine County will be the site of the manufacturing campus, correct?
Correct.
Then what's the role of the building, the NML building that they just bought in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm.
How does that dovetail?
So that's more of an, obviously it's kind of their corporate headquarters, number one. But number two, as I understand it, it's also an incubation site for entrepreneurs to look at how can they work with Foxconn on technology and whatnot. So it's also going to be an incubation site for opportunities to come out of there.
And they just bought a downtown Milwaukee Green Bay building.
They did.
And
again, another incubation site, another way to talk about what does smart cities mean, what does smart, innovative technology for communities and a workforce mean.
The opponents of the Foxconn deal say, well, it weakened environmental standards. Can you answer their concerns?
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, one of the great things about Foxconn is, in my experience with them, is they've been great partners on the environment. Look, they did not have to do the zero liquid discharge. That reduced the amount of water by almost from about 6 million to 2.6 million gallons of water that they're going to use. That's something they didn't have to do. The environmental standards, in terms of EPA standards, those are all going to be met. Here's another thing that they didn't have to do. They have to, on their site, Steve, with construction, look, wetlands, a little bit of wetlands are going to be disturbed. But for every acre of wetland that's disturbed, they're going to be putting two acres of wetland in the area. So they're conscious of the environment. And the last example I'll give to you is when I had the opportunity to walked the site with Chairman Goh as they were looking at various sites. He said to me, look, this needs to be a pristine development because we want to be here for generations to come, and that also means with the environment.
Let's circle back to water. The initial diversion, 7 million now.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a huge number. But when you look beyond that, how much of that will be returned?
Right. So the net total will be about 2.6 million, as I understand it. And even if they did not do the zero liquid discharge, we had, in the late 80s and early 90s, we had manufacturing companies either close or leave. It's still far less water usage than we were using in the early 90s and late 80s, and it was not an issue there. So in terms of the water, you know, we feel really good about the responsibility that Foxconn's taken on and how we are going to handle this environmentally.
And environmental activists who question the air emissions.
Yeah.
Do they have a valid concern?
Not in my opinion. Look, air quality is you know, obviously of the utmost importance. But when you look at the region up north in Wisconsin, Door County, and you look at areas of Gary, Indiana, and Chicago, that's where the air issues really derive from. So they're going to meet the air standards that any other large manufacturing company would have to meet. So the air quality really isn't affected by Wisconsin businesses. It's coming from, or southeastern Wisconsin businesses, it's coming from outside our area.
What do your legal advisors say in terms of the lawsuits filed by Illinois? Are they concerned about that?
Well, you know, obviously we're disappointed by that, especially when the last 25 years or a generation, air quality from Illinois has really been, has hampered us, certainly in air quality.
Right up the waterfront.
Exactly,
right?
Yes, exactly. It's great. You know, so it's not something we're worried about or concerned about. I just think, again, we are in the political silly season. I think that's part of what's going on there.
You said political silly season. I'm going to, that's a very interesting term. But here's my question.
Yep.
Given the stances taken by the 8 Democratic candidates for governor, mm-hmm. if one of them won, are you mm-hmm. concerned that Foxconn would not develop to the extent or pull out of Racine County?
I'm not concerned. Look, I really believe in this project, and political aside, it's a good project, and I think once, if one of those candidates won, I really believe that they would look at the merits of what this means for southeastern Wisconsin, Racine County, jobs, people for the first time can, you know, we lost a lot of manufacturing in the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's coming back. We'll be a technology hub. The great thing about this is Racine County is ascending. Because of this project, the transportation, I-94. I mean, Kenosha County, our neighbors to the south, Milwaukee County to our neighbors to the north, they got their freeway system done. Racine County didn't. We're going to have a great freeway system because of this project. We have 13,000 jobs up directly to Foxconn, potentially a 1.6 to 1.9 multiplier. You're looking at 30,000 jobs. People coming into Racine County, spending disposable income, living in Racine County. It's an ascending county now. I don't know how anybody from the outside could say, well, we don't want Racine County to be ascending. That just doesn't make sense to me.
So when Matt Flynn, Democratic candidate for governor, stands on the steps of the Dane County Courthouse and says, on the first day I'm governor, I will sue to kill the Foxconn deal, your response?
My response is you can stand at the steps, but then also come to Racine County and look those people in the eye and say, you don't want them to increase their wages. You don't want them to have a full-time job with benefits, because that's what he's telling me.
Let's talk about the transportation needs to get Foxconn workers to their sites.
Yeah.
Are we talking about driverless vehicles, and are we talking about new innovative ways to get some of these?
Yeah.
What are we potentially going to see in terms of how Foxconn workers get back and forth to these jobs?
Yeah, great question, something I'm really passionate on. We are finishing up an Eastern Racine County Transportation Task Force, and we're going to have some recommendations that are going to come out of this. But another benefit of Foxconn is that the city of Racine is one of the I think it's one or two major cities that do not have access to a major freeway system in Wisconsin. We're going to be able to have now a spur shared with Kenosha County for people to access the city of Racine. That's great news for us. It helps the city of Racine. Right now, you're looking at 22 to 26 minutes to get from the city of Racine to out to I-94. Now we're looking at 14 or 15 minutes. People are driving that way. That's potentially less 20 minutes less in their car a day. Driverless, you had mentioned autonomous vehicles or driverless vehicles. Yeah, that's something that we're looking at, but what we want to do right now initially is get the low-hanging fruit. How can we maximize our bus system? How can we work with our partners in Milwaukee and Kenosha to make sure that we can leverage resources on bus transportation? We're looking at obviously the most efficient routes we can to move people on express lines and whatnot. The other thing is, we know that our roads in Racine County are going to be more utilized, so we have to make sure that northeast-west transportation is as efficient as I mentioned, but then getting people who have barriers to transportation. So what does that look like? That looks like potentially Uber. Obviously, I mentioned the bus. So this transportation task force, Steve, is going to have three recommendations coming out, and we're going to be finishing up in late July. But moving people efficiently as possible and working with our neighbors is the goal.
What percentage of workers at the Racine Foxconn campus or plant, whatever you want to call it, will come from within a 25-mile radius, do you think?
So I don't want to speculate. Obviously, we want as many people living in Racine County as possible working at Foxconn. But we also understand that, obviously, that's not going to be the reality. They're going to be living in Oak Creek or Summers or the city of Kenosha and whatnot. But we do feel like that, Racine County will have, in the next few years, an array of housing, whether it's single family, condo, or rental, that people are going to want to gravitate to. So, we feel like we want to maximize people obviously living in Racine County. Again, disposable income spending is very important. So I don't want to give a percentage, but if we do it right and we have the housing that we need, we feel like it's going to be a high percentage.
Will Wisconsin Valley really rival Silicon Valley in California?
Well, as an elected official, I certainly don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. But what I can tell you is that Wisconsin Valley is going to be a technological hub that people are going to want to gravitate to. And we feel like that the products that come out of there, and we're not just talking about screens for iPhones, but advancements in cancer research or we just feel like that is going to be a place of solutions to problems, and I think that's what Foxconn wants. And we feel like the enormous the enormous opportunity we have is going to make Wisconsin Valley pristine and something, like I said, people want to go to.
Will middle-class families be able to own homes in Wisconsin Valley, or will it become so popular and Foxconn attract such high-paid professionals that the middle class will be priced out of this region?
Yeah. That's a great question, something we're concerned about. Again, I think we've had such unbelievable cooperation from our municipalities in Racine County, whether it's Caledonia, the city of Racine, or Mount Pleasant, and our neighbors to the south, Milwaukee, or north Milwaukee County, south Kenosha County, that we've got to get the housing right. And if there's a concern, it's workforce and then housing. If we get our housing right and we make sure that we maximize housing developments around existing infrastructure so those housing developments can be as low cost as possible, if we can make sure that we have opportunities for millennials to rent, but we want somebody who wants 4 acres out west of the I in Racine County has that opportunity. I don't think so, but it is incumbent upon the county to make sure that we get this right.
Last year, I attended a WMC event at which Mr. Wu, who is the number two, I think, in Foxconn.
Lewis,
Yes, Lewis Wu, said, look, we're talking about building LCDs that are the size of two king-size beds. And then about 2 months ago, there was a story by an Asian media group saying plans had changed to produce smaller units.
Yep.
And then there was some Democrats saying, see, Foxconn is already changing its plans and not going to invest in Wisconsin as much as was originally promised.
Yeah.
Does that change in potential production lines concern you?
Let me answer that question in two ways. First, as our development agreement locally, meaning the county in Mount Pleasant, was examined by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Association as the most protective development agreement that they've ever seen. Foxconn has an obligation to put $10 billion from the state side, $1.4 billion in valuation from the local side. That has to happen. They also, to maximize their credits on the tax credits, they have to provide 13,000 jobs. Look, if anybody was going to tell you that the technology is never going to change and that Foxconn's obligated to do this one product for the next 100 years, that's not going to happen. They're the leader in technology. This thing's going to, what they make out of that is going to probably change multiple times over the next 20, 25 years because they're on the cusp of technology. But what we do know is that we have a protected agreement. They're going to provide the high-paying, middle-class, high-paying jobs. And everything that Foxconn that I've worked with them, and I can only go by my experience, they've followed through on. So do I have a concern? I don't think I need to. I think they've already proven that they're a company of their word.
I want to follow up on that because you have built up a relationship with Foxconn executives. When it was debated in the Capitol, I heard it. You can't trust Foxconn. Look what they promised Pennsylvania and never delivered. Mm-hmm. Do you trust? Have you built up a significant level of trust in the Foxconn executives that you've now worked with for more than a year? That they're going to deliver for Wisconsin?
So I had the opportunity to be one of the leaders to negotiate this local development agreement. And there is no doubt those negotiations were tough. A lot of times we walked away, you know, banging our head against the table. They're tough negotiators. But they were always transparent and very clear on what the expectations were from us and what their expectations were going to be to us. We've signed this development agreement. I can just tell you, everything they've said that they want to do or they're going to do, they've done so far. So I only go by that experience. So the answer to your question is, yes, I believe in Foxconn. Yes, I believe in the executives, and I've taken for their word.
Okay. So what does, project out 5 years.
Yeah.
What does this area, and I'm going to use your regional term, Southeast Wisconsin, look like in terms of major changes, assuming Foxconn delivers on all that are tied to the $4.5 billion in state and local incentives and tax breaks?
Yeah. Foxconn had an open house last week and kind of showcased not only what they make, but what does Wisconsin Valley look like? What is southeastern Wisconsin? I think you're going to see an area that is on the cutting edge of transportation. I think you're going to see an area that's on the cutting edge of not only making technology, but creating technology through these incubation sites that they're creating. You're going to see smart city, and smart city can mean a lot of things, but you're going to see smart homes and smart communities. I think it's a place where people are going to want to gravitate to, want to be at. It's really exciting. I always say 71 other counties wish they had the opportunity we have. And I really believe that here in Racine County in the state of Wisconsin. We're lucky. We worked hard to get to it. And I think the future is extremely bright in Racine County.
The only Milwaukee Democrat to vote for the Foxconn incentives was Jason Fields.
Yep.
I heard him on the floor of the assembly said, I've been promised by state officials that Foxconn will offer potential jobs for the residents of my inner city district.
Yeah.
How do they get there? Who trains them? I mean, Do you believe that it will offer opportunities for inner city residents in Milwaukee?
I absolutely, because we're going to need, it's all hands on deck. Yeah, we are doing everything we can do it for the inner city of Racine or for the city of Racine to make sure those individuals who felt like they were left behind, make sure that we give them every opportunity to skill up. It's going to be no difference in Milwaukee. We believe that to make this successful, it has to be a regional success. We need workers from Milwaukee, Kenosha. I believe Representative Fields is correct. And Foxconn, you'll see people from this inner city of Milwaukee working at Foxconn.
How do they get there if they don't own a vehicle?
Great question. And that's why Milwaukee County, Racine County, we have to work together. We've had conversations, we're starting conversations on how do we make the bus system work? How do we make autonomous vehicles work crossing county lines? I think that it's fair to say that Foxconn wants solid workers, and they're going to get them for wherever they can to make sure that their business is successful. We believe that transportation is not an issue we can't overcome, and working together we can leverage resources to do that.
Three nuts and bolts questions.
Sure.
Number one, will there be dorms for Foxconn workers on the campus?
No.
Oh, and second question, who will provide fire department services?
Well, look, one of the great things about the TIF special legislation of the TIF is that we can use some of that TIF money to have fire services. But great thing about Racine County is we, again, have had such great regional cooperation that, you know, the city of Racine, Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, you know, it's going to be a joint effort to provide fire services, no doubt. But no fire services are going to be sacrificed, and we believe that just Mount Pleasant alone will be able to handle this through the special legislation of the TIF. But we have other communities that are going to be a part of it as well.
What about law enforcement? Well, provided by the sheriffs or Mount Pleasant or who?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that, you know, a concern is we look at the Dakota areas where they had the oil pipeline and whatnot. We're learning from them on what not to do. We're learning from Reno, Nevada on what to do because they had a development, not nearly as big, but, you know, similar. But again, DUIs, domestic disturbances. We know that we want to be out in front of that with our law enforcement agencies. Again, cooperation is key, and we're already working together on
Foxconn
that.
Foxconn will not have then its own fire and police departments.
They could. I mean, it's that, you know, I don't think that's been decided yet. But whether they do or don't, it's not going to affect the safety of, particularly in fire service to Mount Pleasant.
The debate over how Foxconn is acquiring the land it needs. The blighted process has been used. Democratic candidate for governor Kel DeRoys was here in the home of someone who said, we don't want to sell. Do you generally believe that property owners who are in the Foxconn footprint are being fairly compensated?
95% of the land acquisition was voluntary. We have 95% of the land already under control. None of that had to be used eminent domain. So yes, do I necessarily believe that we should be using the eminent domain process to turn over to private companies? No, but I believe that we're going to get voluntary agreements, and people are generally going to see that they were well compensated at the end of the day.
How much is Racine County budgeting for Foxconn-related developments in 2018 and potentially in 2019, Jonathan?
Well, we're not raising taxes. You know, we haven't thus far, and I don't believe we're going to need to for our 2019 budget. But obviously, road safety is important. So we're going to be definitely taking a look. And it's just not paving roads; it's culverts. It's all kinds of things related to roads. Working with the state on hand in hand on resources for workforce, that's key. The state's been great about that. We want to continue to make sure that we can get some resources for our workforce.
What do you need in the next state budget, 2019 through 21, to carry forth the next phase of Foxconn development in Racine County?
J- just their partnership and their cooperation. You know, obviously workforce is critical, as I mentioned, so working with DWD to make sure that resources, that we have some resources to be able to do that. But the state's been really good, really good. I mean, we've made a lot of requests through this whole process, and the answer's always been yes. So, you know, we just look forward to the next budget process. And, you know, I understand, Steve, that there's this perception that Racine County potentially is getting more than their fair share. I get it. And we're very cognitive of that. So we do want to be good stewards of taxpayer money and only work with the state when needed. Otherwise, you know, we want to be able to provide our own resources.
Maybe just two final questions.
Yeah.
Biggest surprise for you as county exec in the last year in terms of Foxconn? Biggest surprise?
Just how the project expanded so quickly. The speed of what we got done. I mean, you're talking about not only a development agreement, but we had water and infrastructure issues we had to work out. We got it done pretty darn quick, pretty efficiently. Don't know if I would have been able to say that 2 years ago. So I'm really proud of our municipalities and their leadership. What was the other question?
My next question is, biggest disappointment over the last year with the Foxconn development?
Biggest disappointment? You know, I guess I would just answer it this way is, and maybe it's not a disappointment for my kids, but I don't get to see my kids that much. So that's been a kind of a disappointment. You know, you only get so many, you don't get those years back. We've been really busy here in Racine County.
Do you hope your kids someday might work for Foxconn?
I would love that.
Final question. Put for doubting people outstate Wisconsin. Put the Foxconn in perspective. You and the governor used the term generational opportunity. Why, to anyone doubting it in northern Wisconsin, why are you so convinced that it's going to be beneficial to the whole state, including outstate residents?
Because you have an opportunity to advance technology, whether it's the products they make or whether it's through healthcare. That's going to benefit the state. Some of the things that are going to come out of Wisconsin Valley are going to be great enhancements of quality of life for everybody. And that's why this is such a big deal and transformative.
Jonathan Delagrave, Racine County Executive.
Thank
Thanks for the one-year update.
Yeah.
Really appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.